Hi, I'm Ibaya.
And I'm Nato Cryptor.
And you can look us up on
Facebook.com/TheCryptorChildren.
And you're listening to IRC FM Metal Mondays.
IRC FM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Echo Romeo Kilo Productions presents IRC FM Metal Monday. G'day, I'm Eric, and welcome to Eric FM Metal Monday, episode 88, that you can hear on Eric FM and also Stitcher Radio. It's episode 88. We've got about 3 months to go before episode number 100, but in the meantime, going to present a couple of tracks from Gutter Tactic, their new debut album. I attended their album launch weekend just gone, and it was absolutely epic. Great time, great crowd, and a great band. He is Tortured.
Going on my side. You
Yeah, keeping it Australian for just a little bit longer, we just heard from Highside Driver with a couple of songs, Voices I Hear and See You Next Tuesday. Then we opened up the episode with Gutter Tactic with their songs Nevermind and Tortured. As I said, it was great to see Gutter Tactic Saturday night just gone as they were releasing and launching their debut album. Check the downloady places and also their Facebook page links on the show notes as always. We heard also from Highside Driver Alternative Rock from Melbourne. Love hard rock as well as metal. Sometimes, as I've said before, it's a thin line. Highside Driver from Melbourne, they're an Australia-based alternative rock band formed in early 2010. Their sound is dark and powerful, yet highly accessible, emotive and infectious at the same time, with roaring melodic lead vocals backed up by catchy riffs, inventive bass lines and slamming drum beats. So that was indeed Highside Driver. Anywho, we are going to go overseas now because for quite some time during the Deadfest specials and whatnot, we've had a lot of Australian tunes, but we've got some hard rock and metal from outside Australia. We're going to start with a tune by Dead Relic, The Truth Will Set You Free, and that will be followed by Find My Way. There's a lot of music coming up here on Oak FM Metal Monday. Stay tuned. yeah. Hope you're enjoying the metal here on IRC FM Metal Monday. IRCFMMetalMonday.com, episode number 88. If you want more information, of course, you can go to the show notes at IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Anywho, that was Missif with three absolutely awesome tracks there in a row. That track we just heard was called Life's Arena. Prior to that, Rise of a New Day, and to open the three in a row from Missif, we heard I Call Your Name, and prior to that, we heard from Dead Relic with their songs Find My Way and The Truth Will Set You Free, as I try and move out of Australia, and I've done a great job of that. Now to tell you a little bit about Missif. After more than 10 years together in the band Mercury Fang, an urge to develop and explore new musical territories made the band members search for a new vocalist to start a new chapter. After trying out a couple of great male singers, female singer-composer Maria from One More Time entered the studio and made an audition that showed her extreme vocal abilities that stretch from subtle to beautiful all the way to the most powerful imaginable. The newborn band immediately started to write material for an album, and only after 2 months they played 6 brand new songs at their premiere gig in Stockholm in Sweden. So that's quite a quick process for a new band to write new material and new songs. So they've done quite well in such an amazing time. They have Maria on vocals, Harkin on guitar, Frederick on guitar, Ollie on bass, Jorgen on keyboards, and Martin on drums. So, yeah, you really get that sense of epicness when you hear that. Always love to hear some Swedish metal. And prior to that, we heard from Dead Relic, courtesy of Jamendo. If you'd like more information, go to the show notes, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. All the music sources are there. Dead Relic, if I remember rightly, these guys are from Dallas somewhere. Let me see if I'm right. Their new EP is out now. You can go to the website, and their songs are from the usual downloady places. No, I was totally wrong. I've got the wrong band. Dead Relic is a Spanish rock band that was formed in 2008. Their current lineup consists of lead guitarist and vocalist Ben, rhythm guitarist Victor, bassist Diego, and drummer David. Their signature sound is a combination of hard rock and metal, a blend of both styles resulting in the combination of metal riffs with hard rock vocals, vocal harmonies, and 80s guitar solos. After a few years of full concerts and slight formation changes, they finally found its home and purpose. In 2012, after a few concerts trying out new material, they started pre-production on what would be their next studio release. And so their self-titled EP, released in April 2013, is now available, reaching high levels of airplay in Thailand, Spain, and the UK. So you can go to the usual downloady places and check these guys out, apart from, of course, their website. Anywho, we are going to go now away from Spain and away from Sweden, and we are going to head over to England. We're about to hear from a 4-piece melodic metal band in the northeast of England from the Newcastle area called Harlot. Their influences include Avenged Sevenfold, Bullet for My Valentine, Pantera, Iron Maiden, Metallica, Trivium, Killswitch Engage, Protest the Hero, and more. So from Newcastle in the UK, we are about to hear from Harlot. And the song that we're about to hear from Harlot, courtesy of Pete from Amicon Records, is called Saviour. I'm Irk, this is Irk FM Metal Monday. Yeah!
chance to live, go down the drain. Take my escape, destined to play a game, ready to crack my brain. I'm secret heart, I fall apart. You, you're
Yeah.
there. That was Granauer with their songs Fix Your Life and Last Stop. And to open up that Frayna Radio from Granauer, we heard from See No Sun. I have played Granauer on Irk FM before, Irk FM Metal Monday. They are a new breath of modern rock metal from St. Petersburg in Russia. So we've certainly been around a little bit on this particular episode. Founded way back in 1992. They are from St. Petersburg in Russia. They've been around, obviously, quite some time. They have had 7 full-length albums released worldwide. They've spent thousands of miles on tour, not a single day on hold in about 20 years. And today they are easily recognised by the offbeat balance between low-pumping guitar riffs and eloquent, delicate vocals with a huge harmonic vocabulary. Those tunes are superficially easy, since songwriting ideas are designated and embellished in different ways to hook up listeners with vibe, allegiance to the melody, and artistic sincerity. Some of their influences include Motley Crue, Pantera, Def Leppard, Kiss, Black Sabbath, Megadeth, Linkin Park, Helmet, Seven Dust, and Velvet Revolver, and a lot more. So thank you to Andre for the tunes, which is absolutely awesome. Check out their website. They have lots of places that you can go and visit them. Indeed, you can go to the usual downloady places and you can check it out. Their latest album is brand new. It is called Blood on the Face. It's comprising 11 full-length songs, including a Stone Temple Pilots cover. And so by the time you're listening to this, if you're in Europe, you'll be able to pick it up, and you'll be able to pick it up in July in North America. Check the usual downloady places for details. Anywho, we have a couple of bands to come, courtesy of Axel from Rock and Growl Records. We're about to hear from Voodoo Highway with a couple of songs, and I absolutely love the title of this first song. This is Rock and Roll Wankers. That's probably better said in an English accent, right? This is Rock and Roll Wankers! And Flying to the Rising Sun, Voodoo Highway. Their new album is called Showdown. It's available now from the usual downloady places. They have been described as one of the 12 bands in the world to watch in 2012, according to a music review, number one music network from South Africa. They are a freaky new quintet founded in March of 2010, so they've been together over 3 years now, by Matto on guitars, Frederico on vocals, and Filippo on bass, also featuring Alessandro on keys and Vincenzo on drums. They've been indicated as one of the new revelations worldwide and defined as the new Deep Purple from such a big name in music as the former Rainbow, Black Sabbath, Gary Moore bassist Craig Ewier. That's only a small drop in the ocean for this emergent new sensation of the classic rock scenario. So you can get them from the usual downloady places. So their new album, Showdown, is out now. We are going to follow up Voodoo Highway with a couple of other tracks from Axel at Rock and Growl Records. We're also going to hear from Empire of Evil. It's not spelt the way that you would think that it was spelt, so you'll have to go to the show notes for that particular spelling. They have lots of releases, they have lots of news on their website that you can go to. In 1979, a dark formation occurred, a black ripple that would soon become a wave, one which would make a huge impact on the metal world. Taking the name of Mantris, the legendary guitarist Jeff Dunn formed an outfit that rivaled the stage shows of bands such as Kiss and challenged the occult themes that Black Sabbath had pioneered. He took the knife edge that made Judas Priest dangerous and the volume that made Motorhead so intense and rolled it into a big black dirt ball called Venom. And so they've got an extensive history, several people getting together, and they have formed Empire of Evil in 2012. No, in 2012 is their Evil of Empire, consisting of Mantis, Jackson, and the Demolition Man. So we'll hear from those guys as well. And to close up the episode, we are going to hear from Famous Underground from Canada. They have a new album out. And in June, which is right now, they'll be doing a Canadian tour, including venues in Toronto, Montreal, and Quebec City. So you'll be able to check them out. If you're in Canada, you can go to the usual downloady places, and you can also find out more about them. Listen to some of their tracks. They've got a new album out as well, which is great. Famous Underground. It's out now in, or it'll be out by the time you're hearing this, in the Canada, Europe and UK markets, and in the United States and the Japanese markets in early July. So Famous Underground. They've had some good reviews. One such review says that they have bridged perfectly the 80s, 90s sleaze metal scene with an updated air, and the result is this awesome and ass-kicking record. So it can be hard to argue with that. Their self-titled studio release consists of 11 tracks. They have a edgy melodic track called Wasteland, stemmed from the American government's inaction to Hurricane Katrina, and evolved into a view about the apathetic Bush administration, while the heavier and darker Hell to Pay was inspired by Al Gore's environmental expose and Inconvenient Truth. So right now, uninterrupted until the end, we're about to hear from Voodoo Highway. They'll be followed by Empire of Evil, and then that will be followed by Famous Underground, and I'll be back right after this to wrap things up.
Yeah. Hi, this is Kelly Smith with Flotsam and Jetsam, and you're listening to Eric FM. You can find us at www.flotsamandjetsam.com or Facebook or Twitter or MySpace.
Hi, I'm Johan of Tiamat.
Hi, I'm Anders of Tiamat. Listen to Eric FM Metal Monday, and you can find us on facebook.com/Tiamat.
Oh yeah, 70,000 tons of metal 2013. What an experience. I've made some more travel arrangements for 70,000 tons of metal 2014, so that trip is go. On this episode, we just heard to finish up Famous Underground with their songs Hell to Pay and Wasteland, a couple of tracks that I mentioned briefly in the previous section. Prior to that, we heard from Empire of Evil, not spelt the way that you'd think it would be spelt, with their songs Need to Kill and Crucified. And to open up that set, we heard Voodoo Highway with their songs Flying to the Rising Sun and English accent time again, Ro. This is rock and roll, wankers. Yes, on this episode, we have had music supplied courtesy of the artist directly. Always love it when artists send me tracks. If you would like your music featured here on Irk FM Metal Monday, you can send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com, or indeed there's information on the show notes at irkfmmetalmonday.com. And I also love it when labels and PR companies send me stuff as well. On this episode, we have had tunes from Rock and Growl Records, Ambicon Records, and Jamendo. On this episode, we have heard from Gutter Tactic, High Side Driver, Dead Relic, Mischief, Harlot, Granauer, Voodoo Highway, Empire of Evil, and Famous Underground. I'll be back with Irk FM Metal Monday episode 89 next week, bringing you great hard rock, metal, and industrial from all around the world each and every Monday here on Irk FM Metal Monday. If my metal isn't enough and you want to hear metal presented to you in an English accent, from all over the world, check out my buddy Ro from the Dark Compass Show, darkcompass.com, bringing you great metal from his home base in London in the UK. And also check out Kimmy from the Metal Deli, themetaldeli.com. Kimmy's in Chicago, and this week she's celebrating, and congratulations to her, episode 100 of the Metal Deli this week. She had a lengthy hiatus, but she's back. She's got the passion again and celebrating episode 100 this week. So congratulations to Kimmy. Anywho, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. I will see you next week. And remember, I was going to say, oh my God, I was just about to get into Kimmy's spiel at the end. You don't have to like metal, you just have to like me. No, that's Kimmy's spiel. My spiel is, don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb.